You're listening to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday, February 2nd. We are wrapping up our last day of camp week here on Faith and Family. We head to our last camp today, looking at a camp in central Illinois. Hope you can stick around for that conversation. We also have some other fun conversations ahead of us, learning more about one of our missionaries serving in the Dominican Republic and an outreach to a unique people group that you may not know a lot about. That's in our last segment today. We learn about the Oromo people in our last segment. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University, Wisconsin, for graciously underwriting Faith and Family on KFUO. Find out more about them on our website, kfuo.org. Joining me by phone this morning, a familiar voice here on KFUO, the Reverend Joshua Tylan, director of Camp Silka in Cantrell, Illinois. Good morning, Pastor Tylan.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Good. I'm doing very well, thank you. Better than I deserve. Now, you are at Silka. And yep. That's in central Illinois. Is it Cantrell? Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yeah, Cantrell or Cantrell. Depends on who you talk to, but yeah.
Cantrell in central Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, you've been there just almost a year, coming up soon on a year. What led you to consider this vocation, serving at a camp?
Well, I had been a parish pastor for almost 8 years, and I'd actually kind of grown up around camps. I'd gone here at Camp Silka as a child, and had worked here as a counselor in high school and high school and college. And then, just when I knew they were looking for a new director, decided that might be something if the Lord provided that I'd be willing to do, and the opportunity came up. So. It's a totally different thing than being a parish pastor. So it's a steep learning curve, but it's a lot of fun and very enjoyable, and you get to work with a lot of great people and serve the Lord in a little different way.
Indeed, it is a different setting than what a parish pastor would typically experience. But what are the ways that you serve at camp as a director that where you certainly get to use those gifts that you have as an ordained minister?
Well, primarily for me in the summertime, I write the Bible studies that the kids go through, that the counselors will lead them through, and so that's a big part of it, is doing scriptural study and determining how to bring that to the kids in a meaningful way, in a way that they can understand, in a way that the counselors can present to them. I also provide spiritual sort of leadership and guidance for the staff. I lead our staff devotions every day during the summertime, and kind of be there for them and lead them in prayer and encourage them to to be spiritual mentors for the kids as well that are there under their care. I do a lot of preaching also for the camp. I get to travel around the district and preach at different congregations, and then they allow me usually either after the services or during Bible class to present about the camp and its ministry. So I still get to use that sort of thing, preaching and teaching as well. So,
where now we've talked about Camp Silka being in central Illinois. How do you find Camp Silka? Where is Cantrell? And is camp in Cantrell or just outside?
Actually, we're kind of in the middle of nowhere, but it's just north of Springfield, Illinois, actually north of the airport in Springfield. So if you're traveling up I-55 and you get past Springfield, if you take the Sherman exit, which is just north of Springfield, and you take that west, we're just straight west of Sherman, so about 10 miles.
And when you get to camp, what are some of the things you see around Camp Silka?
Central Illinois sounds boring, and a good part of it is that my dad's a farmer, and so I grew up around fields of corn and soybeans and long, flat areas, but Actually, where we are, we're located right on the Sangamon River, and there's a lot of hills and trees and all kinds of a variety of things that you don't normally get to see, I think, in a central Illinois setting. So it's nice that way, a lot of variety of wildlife. You've got deer and raccoons and squirrels and rabbits and all sorts of things running around. We've got 220 acres that stretch from, like I said, the Sangamon River, a little north of there and a little east of there. So we've got a lot of space to run around on. We have a lake that the kids can swim in and boat in. We have a creek that runs through the middle of our camp as well. We have athletic fields and cabins and retreat buildings and all kinds of great stuff.
So it's a nice, peaceful setting there with plenty of wildlife around. How long has Camp Silka been around?
The camp was founded in 1949 by some members of the Walther League. They kind of decided that camping was something that they thought the Walther League should get involved with and it would be good for the youth of the area. So these two brothers, their last name was Krieger, and they purchased the land and I think took out, over time, took out a couple of different personal mortgages to make sure that the land would be paid for and everything would be up and running. Our official opening date wasn't until 1950. In 1949, there was a polio outbreak, and so they didn't want to get any kids together for fear that the polio would spread around more. But so 1950, we had our first summer of open camp and have been basically going ever since.
Now, tell me about the days when you were a camper there. What was your camping experience like?
Well, I always tell this story. My first year as a camper, I was in, had just finished second grade, and my cousin and I came to camp, and I remember sitting by the road or sitting by the parking lot waiting for our parents to come pick us up on the last day, and he and I kept saying, you know what, we're never coming back here. There's too many bugs. It's too hot. We're never coming back. And then we ended up coming back, and I ended up coming back every summer for the next decade or more. So, but it was part of what makes camp great is the connections you make with spiritual mentors. You know, when you're in second grade, you don't have a lot of contact with high school and college students. And to be able to spend a whole week with them and for them to show that they care about you and that they too share your same faith and they want to encourage you in that faith and tell you more about Jesus and pray for you and guide you and those sorts of things. That's a powerful thing to experience as a child and a great encouragement from the Lord to continue in the faith. So that's kind of the big thing that I remember. But it's the people make it great, made it great for me anyway. And then there's just all kinds of fun activities that you can get into too. And you come and you have a blast and you wear yourself out for that whole week. And then you go home and sleep for a day and then you're ready to go back and do it all over again.
Do you think as a camper, the camp that you experienced, your time there and all that happened there, do you think that in any way influenced your decision to consider the ministry?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I can almost see a trajectory in my life. My early years, I wanted to be an architect. I always thought that'd be great. Until I was like halfway through high school and then I realized architects did a lot of math and I didn't really like math. So I went in a different direction, decided I wanted, and largely through coming to camp and working with kids and being a counselor, that I wanted to be a teacher. So I wanted to teach in a Lutheran school. And then about halfway through college, I decided again through being able to work with the camp ministry and also we had a lot of, every week we have a pastor of the week out here who comes and volunteers a week of time to help with things. And that working with all those different pastors also, and that helped me, it greatly influenced me to decide that would be something I was interested in and to seek that. And the Lord saw fit to call me into that ministry. So.
Let's talk about what goes on at Camp Silka around the year and certainly during the summer as well, with summer just being around the corner. What are some of the camp activities? What goes on at camp during the summer?
Well, we have programs from everybody from 4 years old up through high school, and we also have a Joyful Hearts Camp, which is camp for adults with mental and physical disabilities. So we invite, you know, people of all ages to come out and participate in the activities. You know, depending on the age, we have maybe it's just a weekend with a parent, or we have camps that are just a couple of nights and others that are a full week long. But the weeks are filled with essentially the same things. We you know, have three meals a day and two different sort of snack times throughout the day. We have chapel every morning and every evening, devotions with our cabins and with the whole camp every morning and every evening. And then the middle of the day is filled with Bible study and different sports activities, with a lot of water activities. One of the favorite ones that kids like to do is creek walking. Like I said, we have a big creek that runs right through the middle of the camp. And so they basically take a hike in their bathing suits through the creek and always come back looking like they just went to a mud bath. So that's always a good time. But we have archery and soccer and canoeing and kayaking and paddle boating and all kinds of good stuff.
Lots of activities to get us outside enjoying this beautiful creation God has given us to enjoy. And certainly lots of time in God's Word, being engaged with God's Word, hearing His good news for us. Mm-hmm. Who comes to camp during the summer?
You know, we are our makeup of campers tends to, I think, reflect kind of your average Lutheran grade school. It's like 50 years ago, you know, your typical Lutheran grade school had almost exclusively Lutheran students in it, and camp was probably the same way. Nowadays, I think Lutheran schools tend to be hovering around half Lutheran students and half non-Lutheran, and that's about where we are. Ours might be a little higher, maybe 65% Lutheran students from around the central Illinois area, but then the rest are either non-Lutheran or some are unchurched altogether. And that makes it a great opportunity to share the Word of God and strengthen the faith of those who believe, and to hopefully let the Holy Spirit work on the lives of those who don't and move them to faith. So it's a good variety. And our district stretches north, you know, sort of up to Quincy and then south down to Altamont. So there's a long stretch of area that we get campers from, and they come from all over. And then others, you know, of course, some from out of state, not a whole lot, but we have a few from Tennessee or South Dakota or wherever. So
what does a typical day look like at camp during the summer at Silka?
Well, the kids get up at 7. They can kind of have free time until about 7:30, 7:45. We have flag raising where we raise the American flag and the Christian flag, and they say pledges to those. We have our meals at 8, breakfast is at 8, lunch is at noon, and supper's at 5. I always said as a counselor, I needed those meals to keep track of time, because it just seemed like everything else ran together when you're out here, but you always knew what time of day it was by when the meals were. And then we start the day after breakfast with chapel. Right after chapel is Bible study. And we do Bible study in a little few different groups. Instead of with your cabins, we break up into what we call families, where we mix kids up a little bit and make them meet other people and mix boys and girls together a little bit. And they do Bible study that way, so they stretch out a little bit and get to meet new people. And we have a family activity immediately following that, which is usually more of a community building thing, where they play games together, or they'll do something that encourages them to work as a team. We have different team building things that they do. And then they have clean cabin. That's a good thing, right? They learn to clean up after themselves and clean their cabins every day right before lunch. They eat lunch at noon, and then we have the counselor's favorite time of the day, which is what we call FOB, which stands for flat on back. And they are supposed to lay down and rest for about 20 minutes, 30 minutes in the afternoon. And it takes a while for campers to like that time. It takes them until they're about 6th or 7th grade. But once they hit junior high, they like that time too. after that, usually in the afternoon, we rotate either swim right after FOB or do some kind of cabin activity. That's where we do archery or creek walking or some sort of sport. And then they'll either do that or swim, and that takes up most of the afternoon. And then they eat supper. After supper is flag lowering. And then we have another cabin activity, which is, like I said, one of those other, a lot of different activities that we have that they can choose from. And then we have a whole camp activity at night as well before dark. And that can stretch from capture the flag to ultimate frisbee, or we have a square dance once they get into high school. That's always a lot of fun. We do underground church for Romans and Christians. Some people might be familiar with that, which is also a highlight for junior high and high school kids.
Did you have a favorite activity as a kid?
Yeah, well, creek walking was one of them. Underground church was another one. Those were always things I think everybody looked forward to. I always enjoyed swimming, too. Swimming in the lake, you don't get to do that very frequently, and at least I didn't as a kid, so it was always fun to come to camp and swim every day.
I loved playing in the creek as a kid, too, when my family would go camping, and we weren't at a Lutheran camp, but just when we would spend some time camping during the summer, I could spend hours in the creek and exploring all the things that lived in the creek and building dams and things like that. I had a lot of fun playing in the creek as a kid.
I think it's a good time.
I think that's important for children to get out and play in nature. Now, obviously, we don't want to destroy habitats of other animals, but to get out and enjoy that creation and learn about habitats as we're exploring nature around us.
Yeah, absolutely. And modern life is great, but I tell people all the time, you know, I could sit in my house and with my phone pretty much never leave the house. I can order food, I can talk to people and whatever, so I would never have to go outside. And when you come to camp, you're outside for a week. Even when you're inside, you're basically outside, and you explore and learn and just open your eyes to the beauty of God's creation and see all the wondrous things that he's made for us to enjoy here in this life, and give us a little excitement about what the new creation might be like someday as well.
Get out and enjoy. Yes, exactly. Get a glimpse of perhaps what that new creation might be like. Now, you mentioned earlier a program for adults with special needs, intellectual and developmental disabilities. Tell me a little bit about that program and what that looks like.
Yeah, that program's been running for decades, and it involves a lot of the same activities, but we have the Joyful Hearts campers come out, the adults with the disabilities come, and we partner them up with a high school or college-age volunteer. And the volunteers are there to help, the adults with whatever they may need. Some of them need very little help at all, and they're very high-functioning and able to completely take care of themselves, and others need a lot of help. They need assistance with getting around or making decisions and things like that. So the volunteers are there to help out and make sure that they have the best time possible. But we do a lot of the same activities. It's a lot slower paced than your typical camp week, but they have a great time. And everybody who comes to that week, both campers and volunteers, always says what a great time it was, and they always want to come back. Everybody enjoys it and learns a lot and grows a lot. And I tell people too, if you want to learn, if you've got what it takes to be part of a service career, for the rest of your life, if you want to be in the medical profession, or, if you want to be in the church, in church ministry in some way, you come to a camp like that for a week and volunteer, where you have to submit yourself to the needs of another person 24 hours a day for 4 or 5 days. And at the end of that week, then you know whether or not you're ready to serve the Lord and serve his people, whether it's through the church or through medicine or whatever other calling you might be thinking about. But it's a great opportunity to spend time with some of God's most delightful people, and some of the people that we have coming, some of the campers we have that come have been coming for decades, you know, and they just love it and have friends, you know, that they come back and see every year and look forward to seeing, just like kids do when they come out. So it's a wonderful week.
How do we make plans for this summer and register? What are those first steps we need to take to make plans for this summer?
Yeah, if they're interested, people can go to the website, which is just CILCA.org, CILCA.org, and there they can register for any summer camp program that we have. They just have to click on the link, and it'll take them to the registration page, and they can find more information about all the different weeks there. If they have any questions, they can call the camp office or email me as well, and I'd be happy to help anybody with any questions that they have.
Very good. What's the camp office there?
The office phone number is 217-487-7297, and the email address is just camp@silca.org.
All right, CILCA.org. The office phone number 217-487-7497 to find out or start making plans for this summer. Registration already open and rolling along. Things filling up already?
Yeah, absolutely. I just checked this morning. We've got several registrations already. So, yeah, people can register now.
Very good. CILCA, CILCA.org. What does CILCA stand for?
CILCA stands for Central Illinois Lutheran Camp Association.
Aha. I knew it had to be something creative like that. Now, what about the rest of the year at CILCA? Do you have other activities, other opportunities for youth, for families, for other groups?
Yeah, absolutely. We have a men's retreat coming up here this weekend. It's called the Men's Woodcutters Retreat, and we get a group of guys out here, and they basically chop down trees for the weekend and chop it up for firewood for us and make sure we have plenty for the summertime and then have devotions and fellowship time and things like that over the weekend. We have two women's scrapbooking retreats, one in the spring and one in the fall. And then we host a lot of other church confirmation retreats and men's and women's retreats. The LWML of Central Illinois uses us for their retreats. We host our pastors, district pastors' wives retreat in the fall every year as well. So a lot of things like that.
So lots of retreats and opportunities to gather together. And tell me a little bit about the staff that that you're rounding up for this summer as well.
Yeah, our staff is made up primarily of college students who are Lutheran, members of Lutheran churches, most of them from Central Illinois, but a few that are from outside of that district. And they apply through the National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association through NLOMA, but they come to us and we hire them. And then we've got a good staff. We've got a lot of girls, a lot of female staff that have applied already, and a good group of male staff as well. So I think we're looking pretty solid for the summer, which is exciting because you never know going year to year how many people are going to apply and if you're going to have to work hard to drum up some extras. And this year we've got plenty of applications, which is great. A good group of young people, energetic. A lot of them returning from last summer, but some new ones too. So it'll be exciting to see them work with the kids and get to know them and get to fall in love with the kind of work they do out here.
Sounds like a great summer ahead of you. Pastor Joshua Tylan, director of Camp CILCA in Cantrell, Illinois, CILCA, CILCA.org is the place to find more information. Pastor Tylan, thanks for being my guest today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to head to the Dominican Republic, learn about Deaconess Danelle Putnam. She serves the Lord in the Dominican Republic as a missionary and, later on, a mission society.